This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. One in five Coloradans worry they won't be able to afford to feed their family and also fear losing their homes. That's according to a new poll by the Colorado Health Foundation. These troubles were even more pronounced among Black and Hispanic people and those with low incomes. The poll also found partisan divides over the pandemic response and the state's mask mandate. The rule had the support of 96% of Democrats and 53% of Republicans. Jefferson County Public Schools and the union that represents its bus drivers and other support workers are at odds over a contract agreement. The union is asking for what it calls a living wage. The district has proposed a pay freeze. Bus assistant Karen O'Connor, who has a lung condition, is worried that if she gets COVID-19...
I would not be able to afford any medical treatment. I just want to make enough money to save my own life if I do get sick from COVID.
The district says it will continue wage negotiations this week or next week. An antiquities dealer who hid a treasure chest filled with gold and valuables has died. Forrest Fenn was 90 years old. The Denver Post reports he died Monday of natural causes. Fenn said he hid the loot 10 years ago in the Rocky Mountains to encourage people to explore the wilderness. Hundreds of thousands of people searched for it. At least four Colorado men died looking for it. Fenn recently confirmed that a treasure hunter found it in Wyoming. Colorado weather stays cool and wet for another day or so, with rain and snow continuing along the Front Range and rain in western Colorado. This is CPR News.